All right. So previously, I believe we're up to March. It's the next day after your arrival. Actually, the next evening. See, as I recall, Olivia and Oliver? No, Olivia and...
No.
Drake, who is not with us yet? He's eating. They went out to the mountain and found the werewolf camp. You talk to a tree like the Lorax, you discovered that not only there were not any bodies left of the werewolves. In fact, there were husks left where something came out of their bodies, or at least out of the webs that their bodies were tied up in.
Yummy.
Yes, this is where I bring in the mummies finally. Meanwhile. Down in Knoxville, let's see what all happened. Oliver and what were you? You were trying to find out someone who could heal your hand, and I believe you had discussed it with Ben.
Yes, we went and talked to Nick, and he said he could do it, right?
He said he thought he could do it. He needs to do some research and figure out what's involved.
Yeah.
What did Charlie do at the end last week, other than drink a lot?
Let's see.
He went through the diaries,
all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the diaries. Yeah, you found out my weird furry stuff.
Yeah.
because we thought it was a smart idea to leave Charlie alone.
I mean, yeah. No, you didn't, but you didn't really have a choice.
True.
Yeah.
And it would be kind of funny if, one of the two non-werewolves in the game there's three now. So, and for you're into furries and you have all these werewolf relatives.
Yay.
That makes sense.
Like, ooh, you can be a were teddy bear. A weddy bear. Okay. So we will start off let's say it's at this point it's around, what time did you have to be back in town? There was gonna be a meeting with the council again at some point.
Like midnight.
Okay, meeting at midnight, so around 7 p.m. Actually, I'll get back to you, Brooke, since Bruce is not here.
Yeah, I'm also sending you my aspirations, by the way, because I went through all of mine last session.
Oh, well done.
Thank you.
Mine are the same aspirations I sent you.
Okay.
Ben's aspirations are just don't lose another family member.
Yeah.
Bold of you.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, for real.
All right.
Not the Care Bear stare.
We do love a Care Bear stare.
But you ever see them, dude? You ever see the Care Bear movie?
Yes, I loved it.
Weirdest damn thing, because at the end, all the Care Bears come together to strike down the evil monster with the deadly care rays they shoot out of their chest while shooting angry looks at him.
It's like, radiation.
Someone has a weird view on what caring is all about.
I mean, okay.
It is what you make it.
Sometimes caring is just murder. Just like...
the real caring is the murder we made along the way.
Okay. So after your meeting with Nick, Ben and Oliver, God, I need to make a list of everyone's name. It's killing me. You make your way back to the Casa de Connor, and other
is
Charlie
it the Mojo
is there. Dude? Yeah, sorry. Other Charlie is there, and he does not look at all guilty over anything.
No, I do not.
I'll just look at and just like, okay, did you at least put things back to where you found it?
Of course I did. I'm wounded that you would think I didn't.
Well, let's check. Charlie, roll wits plus stealth, and Ben, when you go up to your room, roll wits plus composure.
Wits plus composure.
Oh, look, on that wall, in spray paint, Charlie was here.
You wound me with your words. Wits plus...
But that was from actually his Charlie, not even our Charlie, weirdly enough.
One success.
One success.
Just because it's more fun, I will give that advantage to Ben. You notice a couple of things have been moved around in your room, but no immediate signs that someone's found your diary.
Good.
I mean, there is a thumbprint on the cover from where Charlie was eating a candy bar while he was handling it, but other than that, nothing.
Yeah.
So what you're telling me is that there's a brown mark.
Yeah, Ben just puts everything back the way it was. He's not going to fuck with it, Nick, for now.
Oh.
For now.
Boring.
For now.
Okay. So what are y'all going to do while you're waiting for the other two to return? Oh, Luke, where were you during all this? Or where was
Didn't he come with us?
Right, during all this. Were you, like, hiding in a closet from the bun or what?
No, I was with them.
Yeah, he came with us,
I was up in the forest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll do this then. Drake drives you by the house and lets you out. He says he needs to go and meet with Josh and let him know what's happened. And you can go into the house. We're just still standing. No one's burn it down yet.
See?
Be like, guys, I talked to a tree today.
Did you now?
At a tree.
No, he talked back just because you couldn't hear. He talked back. He was very polite. Good man. good tree? I don't know if it was a man. It was Frank, a good tree.
Frank, is she okay?
I really don't know anymore. She seems happy, so.
What type of tree was
it? It was a hemlock tree.
So it was a man. It was a hemlock.
Yeah, hemlock.
Oh. It was a magic using tree.
He saw a lot.
Oh, Brooke, check your messages.
Oh, okay.
So the tree saw a lot. What did this tree see?
Well, it saw them bring back that was the alpha, right? I'm pretty sure this was. Brought him back. And they were trying to, like, fix him up because he'd been injured. And then the spider creature burst out of his chest and then attacked everyone else, which then had more spider creatures bursting out of them. While that one dude who you got the idea of watched on from the outside of the mess. So whatever happened didn't happen in the clearing. I mean, the spider thing happened, but not like the hyena attack, whoever attacked the alpha to begin with. So.
All right.
So
there's still things up in the woods that we need to hunt down and kill, if they're still in the woods.
Yeah, but I don't know where it went.
And apparently, is it like reproducing?
It was when they died, it just like burst out. So I don't know if it's like an infectious thing or like if like they all were already infected. So then when the spider killed them. It came back. I don't really know. That part, the tree was not sure of.
Charlie, you're into nerdy shit. Isn't there a movie, something about this, you know, where something busts from their chest or something like that?
Charlie does exactly what I'm doing right now. He stares at you judging blankly. Stare. Like you are perhaps the dumbest person on Earth. And goes, Alien? The movie? Alien? You've not seen the movie? Alien?
Ben walks in at this exact moment, and he goes, oh, the one where the alien tap dances out of that person's chest?
Okay, so we have to have a movie night.
God damn it. God. There is a movie. I can't with you, youth.
Called Alien? That's a bad name for a movie. It's kind of bland.
It's...
I think now we just pissed off actual Stick.
Like, what if they just named Jaws Fish?
He blinks. He just blinks.
Fair point.
And the dramatic, angst-filled mood of the last session is already gone.
Anyway, so where were we?
So, we have a...
Waiting for Jake.
Rampage happening where... Apparently, they attack and spiders can multiply and burst from their host, and it's just out in the wild, and we don't know how many there are. So, burn the whole forest down?
I suggested that.
Burn a national forest.
No, wait, let's not do that. No, let's find a better solution.
Yeah, because the other option, which is let the were-hyenas and were-spiders run rampant. Better.
Let's not hurt the forest. It's the hemlock tree, I'd be kind of sad if it went away. So I'm sure the other trees are cool too. Hadn't talked to them yet though. So I can't be for sure, but Let's not kill the trees. It's spiders. Yeah, let's fuck those guys up.
Do they have? I'll look over to Ben and be like, "Is there marijuana in this universe? And did y'all share some with her?"
Well, yeah, there's marijuana in this universe. I mean, I guess I didn't even think about that. Oh God, are there universes without marijuana?
They're really serious.
Ben looks visibly shaken by this thought.
That tracks.
I'm not high. The tree spoke. It's sorcery thing. You wouldn't understand.
Okay, Moses. So do we have any way of, have you ever encountered one of these things before? You know its name. So that means it,
like
presence of it.
Kaftar?
I mean, there's a lot of things in books, but like, I don't run into all of them.
Maybe.
Well, worth noting, there's at least a couple of them and some sightings to, you know.
Didn't Jake say they were in Africa mostly, though?
I don't know if I'm there.
Oh, that's true. Sorry, I expected
you to walk in the door right now.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah, you do walk in on that point. I had said that you were going to drop everyone else off and then go see Josh, but you got in much sooner than I thought you did. So instead, you went to, you know, buy gas and pick up a pizza for everyone.
Beer.
You love pizza.
Beer.
Pretty sure my beer stock is low.
Well, yeah. We lived there for an immeasurable amount of time, so I'm assuming it is lower now.
Yeah, I left Alternate World Charlie here with my beer. I'm sure it's all gone.
Not all gone.
By the way, I love how he's considered Alternate World Charlie.
We voted on it. This is prime.
I didn't get a vote.
No, we don't let the Alternate World people vote.
Yeah, you're illegal immigrants.
Exactly. You don't get a vote.
Okay. So you come in on the tail end of that conversation asking what Bob knows about where hyenas and where spiders.
Bob.
Ben?
Huh?
Ben?
Ben?
Did I say Ben? Or
you said Bob. You said Bob.
All right, it's Ben. All these bees. Covered in bees.
Covered in bees!
Well, which somebody of us is a queen there. Bee?
I'm not even going to comment on that. There's too many options. All right. They're asking Ben questions he obviously doesn't know the answer to about where hyenas and demon spiders and whatnot. You have all of your, like, don't you have, like, lore and stuff that you can, werewolf lore, that, or do you have anything written down, like a library or research materials or just...
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, I've got all my notes and things.
Okay. Do any of them manifest in the form of a merit?
They did since my other merits changed, because I don't need. I don't need love of a werewolf clan that doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I killed off your allies. Yeah, that works. We can say actually, you may keep set status since you are now one of the highest ranking werewolves in the city, or in the region. But yeah, if you want to convert that into, say, library, focusing on werewolf stuff, you can do that.
Okay.
Yeah, while you're up on the mountain, checking out the dead bodies and everything, or the missing dead bodies and everything, you also checked out the small encampment nearby where the Anawaya typically stayed, and you actually found George Bright's case of occult books. So you now have two dots in library with an emphasis on werewolf.
Okay.
So if you want to spend an hour reading through those, that would be intelligent.
My trip down the mountain.
Yeah, well, if you made someone drive, then we can say that. Roll your intelligence plus occult and add plus two.
Okay. Luke, for the life of me, I don't
any help he could.
I don't know how you guys alt-tab back and forth on a damn phone so well.
Witchcraft.
Right? All right, intelligence plus occult. Holy shit. 7 plus 2? 9.
Yeah.
And I only got one success.
Wow. All right, statistical anomalies. You may ask one question pertaining to the general subject of where hyenas or the spider stuff.
What are they asking right now? I just walked in on this.
All right, what was the last question?
What to do? Yeah, what are we doing about them? Because we're not burning down the forest, right?
Yeah, you came in for let's burn down the forest.
Wait, what?
Olivia is hardcore disagreeing to that one.
I'm just saying it shouldn't be off the table, right?
It's off the table. I don't care if this isn't my universe.
Whoa, Ben. Wait, whoa. Ben? Hey, buddy. Oh, Ben. Or Bo. But fuck the character's name.
Ben?
God damn it. Fuck you. How's time being stuck on B names now? In Bo.
Bo Burnham?
Damn Bo Burnham. B names.
Ben, we're not going to burn the forest down, bud.
I'm just saying, if there's nothing else we can do, burning down the forest is an option that would maybe stop them.
No.
It's going to destroy the forest. The
forest in question, by the way, is a national forest covering probably thousands of, at least hundreds of square miles.
Which national forest is it?
Smoky Mountains.
Yeah, it's also hundreds of thousands of miles of territory that these things can be in that we have no idea where they are or how many there are.
So I guess the first question really is, how do we find them?
It's just 500,000 acres.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah, that's it.
We could build a wall.
It's not okay, finding.
Would I recognize the books that he had?
Roll your intelligence plus a cult.
Do I get any bonuses for the Anoa'a?
Yes.
Two successes.
You do recognize them as books and notes that George Bright in your world had.
I would look at you and be like, are those George's books?
No, they couldn't be. George is dead.
Okay. Were they George's books?
Yes.
Is there any notes in there about this particular thing?
Which particular thing? The Kaftar or the spider demons?
Yes.
Okay, good talk.
Well, Jake knows is basically while Olivia was driving back, he was in the back seat with a flashlight, trying to read notes and find anything he could about this. So, as I said, ask me one question, and I will tell you what you know about it.
Are there notes? Is there anything in here about how to prevent the super rabies? I'm going to call it super rabies.
There is a brief mention of the Kaftar, the accursed spawn of Hyena, one of the exile tribes, and that they can actually transmit a number of diseases. For them, it is a blessing that they receive from Hyena and from the spirits of chaos itself. One of them is a form of magical rabies. And then there's a notation in there, a little note in the margin saying, "Talk to that Dr. Sorcerer." Oh. Or actually, it probably says, "Maybe talk to Dr. Sorcerer," because you know he was crazy wild man who lived up in the mountains, and his tribe was the Wardens of Artemis, and they don't like people. But he was saying about sucking it up to talk to Dr. Nick.
Let me ask you this, Nick. Would George know more?
Now, you've barely scratched the surface of those notes. You would probably need to spend several hours of researching.
No, I mean, I mean, would George know more?
Oh, shit.
Maybe.
Okay. I'm going to go take a really good night's sleep. I'm going to go pop a couple Benadryls and lay down and try very hard not to wake up screaming again so that I can maybe get some essence back so that maybe I can talk to George.
I will say this. You do know the absolute best time to talk to him would be like around midnight or definitely in the middle of the night.
Yeah, I just know that I don't have enough essence right now to even summon him, much less do anything else. So, because I assume I didn't get much essence back last night due to the nightmare or any.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, that works. You pop some Benadryl. And how long do you plan to sleep?
As long as humanly possible. If the best time to talk to him would be midnight, it's probably going to be midnight tomorrow. So I'll try to wake up, you know, a couple hours before we'd need to leave and do some meditation and like, just do what I can to build that back up.
Okay. If you want to, if you want to do this as a ceremony, midnight would be the best time, but literally any time at night could be. You're not entirely certain whether it's possible to summon the spirit of a dead werewolf. You know, it's harder when summoning like the ghosts of monsters. You know, it's absolutely impossible to summon the ghosts of a vampire once they get dusted. So with that in mind, let me repeat the question. How long do you plan to sleep tonight? It's presently around 8 p.m.
I'm going to try to at least sleep until, you know, whatever time would be good. I mean, like, I don't want to sleep the whole next day away, but, you know, I want to sleep that whole night.
Okay. So if you want to sleep the whole night, you wake up the next morning refreshed. And when you wake up, we'll roll resolve composure and see how much essence you get back. Everybody else, who is going to the meeting at the city council at midnight?
I will, because I'm curious about it, but also terrified, and just want to make sure whoever goes doesn't get fucked
up. Like, are we all required to go, or can...
Josh said be there.
I mean, should somebody stay with Ben while he's sleeping, just in case?
I can call... Yeah, I'll call some of the boys over.
I say, like, I can stay if need be,
Well, I mean,
because
even though you're not this planar brother, you're still brother in some version. And the last thing I want is the council sicking their hounds on you, because that would have to be me. And that's really uncomfortable.
I mean, they can certainly try. No offense.
No, I've seen you in action, and I'm sure they would be very successful.
We'll see about that. Age has its value.
I know, but they don't have drinking problems.
I don't have a problem. I drink just fine.
Damn. Oh, shit. You fit in, right? Like, this was your Charlie the whole time.
Does anyone want to do anything before midnight?
Did we find Charlie's body? No. We just found the clothes with the spider in it, right?
Right. Jake did bring back one of the husks from the dead werewolf.
Okay.
Can I inspect the husk?
Sure. What are you looking for?
How long has it been dead?
Is this a death magic thing?
Yes.
All right. Roll.
What would that roll? Let's see.
Should be under character.
I'm trying to decide on which one to. Well, I guess would speak with dead be better? Or Shroud Sight.
Let me look at something real fast and see what you can do.
So I think there's actually one with like a penalty for like how long it's been.
Yeah, Shroud Sight lets you see across the shroud to whatever is happening in... All right, basically, there's this version of the world you're in where everything is dead and rotting. And most ghosts live there. And you can't physically cross there, at least not easily, but you can see there, and that lets you know if there are any ghosts around. Speak with Dead lets you communicate with any ghost that is in your vicinity. They kind of overlap a little bit, but they go in different directions very quickly.
Well, with me having the husk here, I guess I'll try and you speak with the dead to see if, you know, because
okay,
I assume Over's limited knowledge is like, oh,
well, it's dead, its body's here, but its fetter could still, it's out there somewhere, but maybe it's still attached to this body enough where I can speak to it.
Yeah, the remain, a ghost can have multiple fetters, and their physical remains are always a fetter. That's why necromancers tend to collect, you know, body parts and things.
So then, speak with the dead. That is wits, occult plus an,
which is Anubic necromancy. You only have one dot in it, right?
Well,
yeah, the Anubic necromancy is a magical path that has a 5-dot rating. So it's kind of basically the gift you learn lets you learn this sorcery path.
Okay.
So
yeah, it's just roll 5.
Remind me, I need to send you the sorcery rules so you can, because there's a thing you can do called ceremonies, which is, that's something you can do when you have a lot of time and you can sort of make it more impressive and get better results. And somebody beeped at me.
Well, I rolled no successes.
Okay, no result.
Okay. Then I just like, okay, well, clearly too much damage has been done to this thing. Nothing's here anymore.
Wait. Didn't you get the ID of the betrayer guy? The dude who betrayed Jort, whatever
Scott
the dude's
Wilkerson.
Name was? Scott Wilkerson. Yeah. Question here. If I have his ID, which was close to him, can I do my ceremony of clairvoyance to see where he is? Because I have an item that was his.
You can try to. We'll see what the dice pool is for that. Olivia with art.
Because I know I did it with my... I could spot my cell phone because it was close to me, so I didn't know if using his ID I could put eyes on him.
Dang it. Did I ever add that stuff to you? I don't... Like the... Oh, no, it's on a different place on your character sheet. Never mind. So, yeah, that is... hello?
All right, if you were saying anything...
All right, so, yeah, that is a ritual. And I think, do you have a... Did I ever tell you what to do for that ritual?
No. You have written beside it, ritual, clairvoyance, INT, DIV, 3 points.
Okay. Are you trying to find out where he is?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to, see around
him. Use the thing out of the grimoire, out of Nona's grimoire.
Ooh, what is that?
There's a tracking spell in Nona's grimoire.
I'm not trying to track, I'm trying to see what he's, like, tracking, because, like, I can track and just see where he is, but, like, I want to see around him. I don't know if the tracking spell allows that.
No.
You know what I mean?
I may have that spell in here. There's a tracking spell.
Because I know I've used the clairvoyant spell to see, like, around my cell phone. To see what was going on there. So we may be able to see, like, who he's with, who he's collaborating with, just in case, you know, he happens to be with any of the people we're supposed to meet with tonight.
Okay, that's fair. And remind me to actually write down the official rules for your ritual, because I meant to and forgot to, but we'll wing it tonight. All right. Yeah. Okay, first you have to meditate and go into a trance. And that is going to be resolve plus composure.
Okay. Resolve plus composure. That is 7 die. 2 successes.
Okay. And you also, it takes you about 15 minutes of meditation. You also have to recite a incantation, which you have memorized. So that is going to be... Presence plus occult or presence plus expression, whichever is better.
Occult is better. 2 successes.
Okay. So how many successes? Keep up with how many successes you accumulate.
Yep.
You got 4 so far.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Spend a willpower and 1 essence, and then roll your wits plus occult and add 4 dice.
Okay. 9. 1 success. Jesus Christ.
Well, that's enough. You concentrate and ask me what you want to know about him right now.
Okay. I'm not going to say where is he, because we could have just done a locating spell for that. Is he with anyone? Or who is he with if he's with someone, I guess? Better way to phrase that.
Okay. Let's see. Did you see the guy who attacked this world's Charlie?
I saw the ID that I'm holding. Oh, that attacked this world's Charlie?
Yeah. Not Scott, but the guy who actually turned into a hyena.
No, I did not.
Okay.
But I can describe him to the people around me who may have seen it.
He is a very powerfully built man with a Hispanic appearance. He looks basically like Javier Bardem.
So he's hot.
Yeah.
No, wait, I'm mixing him up with somebody else. Just kidding.
Javier Bardem from No Country for Old Men.
Yes.
Hot in a terrifying way.
Hey, you know, everyone has a thing.
He is with that guy. Actually, he's driving a truck, and that guy is next to him, looking very self-satisfied. And then you're seeing all this from Scott's eyes, and you glance back, and he adjusts his mirror, and you can see in the back of a pickup truck, six people who have, you're not sure if they're spider people, but yeah, you get that vague feeling.
Okay. I will, when I come out of my trance, I will tell him and be like, so that Scott Wilkerson guy, he's in a truck with a really hot, like, he's kind of hot, but he's kind of scary. That's kind of the vibe. Hispanic guy. And I think
that's
there's
the guy
like, there were a bunch of spider people in a truck. Don't know where they're going, but there's definitely at least like six spider people and a kind of hot, scary Hispanic dude.
The Hispanic guy's the one that killed Dad.
Does that mean anything to y'all?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
The Hispanic guy's the guy who killed Dad.
Do you happen to know who he might have been?
Well, he referred to my dad as, he looked just like my grandfather.
Not it. At no point did I hook up with anyone in the past. Thank you very much. I did not do the pasty and the nasty.
Well, but could it be that he might have been around during that time period?
That would, why would that still make him, make Charlie his grandfather?
Maybe he thinks it's just his grandson or something like that, instead of actually Charlie. Instead of saying, hey, you look exactly like
Oliver,
the guy.
I was
like,
did you hook up with anybody when you guys were in the past?
No, I just apparently turned a bunch of werewolves, and that's about it. So I guess that's hooking
probably
up.
Probably what he means. He probably thinks of you as his father.
Oh, God.
Poor kid.
That even challenges our daddy issues.
Thanks. Appreciate that, Olivia.
That's not a compliment, Dad.
Damn it.
Huh. Well, at least we have something to tell the council tonight if they ask about some more info. Maybe they'll know a hot, spooky, kind of scary Mexican guy.
Yeah, you'll
have some resources.
Tell the council it's all Oliver's fault. That'll go well.
Young lady, you are to stay around from hot, spooky guys.
I mean, come on. He can't be worse than my last boyfriend. This is Olivia's daddy issues coming into play
here.
Your choice was him or a tree?
No, the tree is platonic.
I vote the tree.
Damn. So many choices for Olivia.
I forbid you to go be in relationships with spooky, hot people.
Oh, see, that just makes me want to do it more.
God damn it.
Anyway. So,
Oliver,
where do we
watch
go
your
from
sister?
Here?
Well, you've got a couple of hours to kill before the meeting. Ben is asleep. Where is our bell still?
I want to just text Josh and see if he can send somebody over to watch over Ben while everyone comes into the council meeting tonight. And then I want to go see Sarah.
Okay. Yeah. He will send a couple of his, I don't have any, you know, top tier people I can send, if you know what I mean.
Just somebody to watch over him. He's been having nightmares. Just somebody to be here in case he freaks out.
Okay. I got someone on the payroll I can send over a couple guys on the payroll, which actually they're cops, so they should be able to protect.
Solid.
And you know he means blood slave, although he hates using that term.
I do.
Okay. Right. So you guys are...
Yeah, he had the all problem right, with the word blood.
It's the prisoners with jobs.
Anyway,
prisoners have jobs.
Okay.
I will probably just lay low. I probably might take a nap myself since we have time to kill. Because it's have we been up for like 24 hours at this point?
We went to sleep.
Did we?
Yeah, he slept during the day for most of the day, I think.
Yeah. Okay, well then, never mind then.
Okay. Well, you guys sit around plotting what to do. What do you plan to do once the babysitters get here?
I'm going to go to the library and see Sarah.
Okay.
Is anyone interested in going and meeting my local occult friend?
Oh, absolutely.
To try to make it. All right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Me out of the house.
Yeah.
Sounds fun.
Road trip.
Okay. Give me just a second. I gotta look something up.
We didn't split the party. I'm proud of us.
By the way, Alan.
I mean, we kind of split up.
I was looking for firearm stats, and I can't find any.
You mean the stats of guns?
Yep.
Yes. Well,
as I recall, you didn't know how to shoot a firearm. I don't think you had any experience at all with guns.
Not at all.
It's very vague. I hate games where they're like five pages of stats on the difference between, you know, a Glock and a Glock.
I mean, I was just going to go with, do you just need categories stats? Because you gave me pistol stats, but you never gave me anything else.
Oh, I need that.
We'll say a pistol does +2 lethal.
That's what a pistol does. You've already given me those. But okay. I was going to shoot for rifles, shotguns, etc.
Shotgun does +3, and it gives you 9 again.
Okay.
At close range. But it has a fairly short range. A rifle, does it have a scope?
Yes.
Okay. It has, it also does +2 lethal, but it has a significantly longer range than that. Plus, if you have a scope, you can take up to your firearms rating in turns aiming. Okay. If you want to snipe somebody with each turn, giving you an additional die.
Okay.
Anything else?
That's all I need for now, since that's what I rated during yesterday's session, or last session. So
nice.
Just going through all the guns.
Yeah, you didn't mention that while you were trying to look innocent, you had a shotgun and a rifle slung over your shoulder.
I was just rated. Yeah, yeah.
Things that don't surprise me.
They were just stowed away. I'm going to retrieve them before we go anywhere.
Right.
Already got my pistol. Got two pistols.
Okay. 1 second. I got to send a message. All right. There's a knock at the door.
I don't live here.
I don't live here.
I answer the door.
Okay. It is two of Knoxville's finest. A couple of Knoxville PD officers who you've seen around. And yes, you know that they are both blood servants of Josh Rookwood.
Oh, this is about to get bad.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, officers. My brother is... What's that?
Mr. Rookwood said you need us to stay here and guard the place.
Yeah, my brother's here. He's been having some pretty extreme nightmares, and I just don't want to leave him alone. But Mr. Rookwood needs all of us to show up for a meeting tonight. So just want to make sure my brother's safe.
Of course. We'll guard him with our lives. Whatever Mr. Rookwood wants, we are happy to give him. And
thank you.
At that point, Frank comes in, having changed his clothes back into modern attire, and looks up and sees two Knoxville cops.
Oh yeah, hang on, hold that thought for 1 second, Frank.
That's
Charlie's. Charlie, the police detective, is just hanging out there with Shaga.
Well, we'll just play it this way. Jake leads the two officers into the main living room where all of you are. And Hey, Olivia, one of the two cops looks very familiar to you.
Alan.
Yes.
That's great. It's great. Great timing on that one.
Yeah.
Great timing on me just bringing that one up. Olivia's just sitting there.
I promise you. I promise you. It was not because you mentioned him, because I've had his character sheet made for like a month now.
Terrifying. Terrifying. Yeah. How about you ask what he looked like?
Who did you say he looked like?
Is he cute?
He's a very attractive. He just couldn't think of it, so I just said he looks like Jensen Ackles to keep it easy. Dean and Dean.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's that what I put him down.
Damn, he's still hot. God damn it.
Olivia's gonna get.
Oh, he's so attractive. This is Brooke speaking, not even Olivia anymore.
And more than that, he nods at all of you, but does not recognize any of you.
Ah, lovely. Olivia's just.
Wait. He doesn't recognize Charlie, the cop.
Sorry, that's correct. My mistake. All right. Yeah, that's a good point. Hold that thought. So he looks at you in surprise and says, actually, he doesn't know that Charlie's dead, so he just sort of nods at you and says, Lieutenant Connor, good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen.
And then he looks over at Frank and then does a double take and says, aren't you in prison?
He's out on good behavior.
I'm not him.
He's out on good behavior.
I'm not him. I know who you think. I'm not him.
He's a cousin. It's a different guy. He looks similar.
Of course. My mistake. You're obviously not him. And then he taps his nose like conspiratorially.
Olivia's just staring at him. I'm like, crush, can't get away from him ever. But at the same time, maybe this one's not a piece of shit.
Well, he is a cop.
He's a cop and a blood slave to a vampire.
Olivia doesn't make good choices when it comes to men. Have we not learned this? I think I went after some fairy dude in the fantasy world for a minute there, so.
Well, you're never going to turn him. Oh, you meant actual fairy, yeah.
Okay. So the bodyguards are there, and they reassure you that they'll stay there until you return.
Let's go meet people.
All right.
Still shook to silence.
Head over to the library.
I'll come around the corner at that point, and I just start laughing when I see him.
Not a word, Oliver!
Who is this again?
Are you
Dean,
asking
her ex-boyfriend.
Oh, Dean.
Yeah, you liked him, remember?
Oh, yeah, great guy.
Yeah, you were very upset when they broke up.
I mean, and in this universe, he joined the police force, so...
And he wears a neckerchief. Well, that's the other Dean.
Louis just grabs Oliver and drags him out the door like, nope, not a word.
Thanking you for listening to another episode of Southern Gothic Gaming. Welcome back to the adventures of the Connor fam. The first arc of the aberrant storyline has drawn to a close, and we return to a world of werewolves, vampires, and vast horrors beyond comprehension. If you want to follow along live, you can do so by becoming a member of our Patreon. On Patreon, you will get early access, character breakdowns, and more. You can even join in our Discord group to interact with us and potentially join in one-off specials. Please rate or review wherever you listen to podcasts, and, as always, episodes are released every Friday night. Your players for this session have been Alan as the storyteller, Anthony as Oliver, Beau as Ben, Brooke as Olivia, Bruce as Jake, Luke as Frank, and Stick as Charlie. The intro and outro is Wayfaring Stranger by Brian Mitchell. Thank you again, and we hope you listen in for our next session.